Tei Beis. We did Sif Aleph. I was holding him. Mishabura is on Sif Aleph. Mishabura is cut in hay. So Bittul Rishus doesn't work to the guys. Mavat Rishus doesn't work. Wait a while. Kamar B'Yisrael Shlo Erav in B'nei Chotzer. Shavat Rishus Sokel Hatter Shar B'nei Chotzer Latal Tukav Bor B'Sim Shin Pei. So Bittul would be like, the suggestion would be like, Yisrael can be Mavatul. When he wasn't Ma'ariv, he's Mavatul. But Tam Lo Mahani, why doesn't it work? So the Morris said, Mishum, the Rotsa Chacham Al Archuke, Dirish is so many Akam. They wanted to discourage Jews living together with Goyim. The Hachi Hichmiru, they able to cut out a Yisker Mimenu. Therefore, they said that the only solution really is renting. Marcus Akam and a Rotsa Lachaster Benoko. And then we assume that they won't rent so easily. And the Morris says, because the Goy is Choshesh L'Kshofim, he thinks that you're trying to do Kishuf with him with his rental thing. Therefore, we'll end up discouraging Jews living there because they can't carry it. That's difficult. The Bir Halacha points out in a very, very brief Bir Halacha, that he says, well, what about the Jews being mevatel to the Goy? Doesn't work either. You'd only be gaining in that situation if Jews being mevatel to the Goy, Rabbim being mevatel to the Yachid, will not allow them to carry out from their houses to the Chatzar anyway. So it wouldn't be a long-term solution, but even that they didn't allow. Okay, fine. Let's start. Yes, give me a minute. Involved. So you have to rent. Then you need Mahani Sheila. Tell them to say some word, but if you bays, they should have shown Lo Mahani. Can they, if they can rent from the goy, well, let's say they can borrow from the goy. That's a discussion later on. And according to the one opinion, it doesn't work. Okay. Now, a Jew had two properties in the Chatzar. And he rented out one property to the Goy, or he lent one property to the Goy. So we assume that he did not mean to give the Goy the property and therefore buy less in the Chatzar to the extent of assuring on the Jew. Okay. Zot Mishabura Zion. He has another reason. This idea that he's lending a house to a goy, or renting a house to a goy in the same property where the Jew lives, you know, it's one thing renting a property to the goy somewhere else, but you don't want the goy as a neighbor. So it wasn't so common, so the Chazal weren't geyser, and that's why it doesn't answer. Rabbi grew up at the Kanal, Elsim, and Shinalev, Shin Ayan, Shadaito, the Dafka, Shahista, Hamaska, Maskal, Yachal, Salka, Machal Shoah, Chirta, that they were geyser, and it would answer. The only way it doesn't answer is by saying that he maintains the right to, at any moment, remove the goy from the premises. But if he doesn't have the ability to force the goy to move out at any given time, the goy has a right to be there for a certain period of time, so then he would ask her. I'll talk about that later on. that the case where the Jew owns it and he's renting it to the goy? The other way around, if the goy owns it and the Jew is renting it from him, so the goy is living there and the Jew is renting as well, so the skiris of the bayis doesn't count for the skiris of the eruv. The bayis pirish lo medlema the skiris at tzarach linyan hetzer tiltul nichlo b'skiris the bayis. We should argue that when the Jew rents the house, he also means to rent the rishus. We should know that the muchach who shlo sochem b'mer a bayis a day tishia also the talta b'shabbos. Because obviously when you rented from him, you knew that this halacha that he asers. And you meant to include the rights to the property for Shabbos. That's what we should argue. And therefore you would not need afterwards to rent the rishus. The same way we said in the case before, when the Jew rents the property out to the goy, he holds on to the rishus, and the goy can't asur on him. We should then flip around and say, when the Jew rents from the goy, he means to rent that right as well. We don't say that. He still needs to be circa the rishus. Okay. So the reason why it doesn't work, one reason is because, like we said before, the whole point of here is to make it difficult. So this is an easy out. Like it's almost like I don't have to come and ask him for this strange thing because I'm renting the property from him, which that's normal. I'm paying for the property, that's normal. And Agav, I'm paying also for his rights in the chotzer. And, that doesn't come across so difficult. No, you're going to have to go and ask him specifically for the rights to rent, for the rights of the property, of the usage of the chotzer, which is going to look strange, and that's exactly the point. Alternatively, it's not nicker when you're renting that you're renting you're renting from the goy your rights to your rights to the chotzer. You're taking away his rights to the chotzer. It's not obvious. So you need to discuss that separately. Okay, then it said, the case was, it was the goy's house, the Yisrael's renting it, and the goy is living there also. The goy, who's the masker, is also living there. The goy is in that same house. And the arrangement is, the Yisrael is renting the house, and the goy has his own section. Because the imyesh lo the rishus the Yisrael yisamish b'chol abayis, if the Jew gets every right to every room, even when the goy is living, the gar miskit the kita shel akim lo mitzarach liskam rishus I misev tezvav mashik sab nusham. So we're going to see a concept of when the Jew gets certain rights to the goy's property. You can rent from that Jew representing the goy. So if in this scenario, if this Israel is renting the rights to that room where the goy is living also, so that he becomes the representative of the goy, he can almost basically represent the goy in this transaction and take some of the rishos for himself. So, okay, then we had a case of a Reuven owned the property. He lent out or rented it out to Shimon. And there is non-Jews there as well. So So the Jew has, so Reuben has two houses. One in the chatzar, one he's renting out to Shimon. So we said when one Jew lives in the property with the goy, he doesn't need the b'skiris rishus. So let's argue that Shimon is just living in Reuven's house. It's like Shimon's joining Reuven. So it's only like one Jew living there, one household living there, and you don't need b'skiris rishus. We said that's not true. Yud Aleph. Yisrael shehishel b'makim shdorim v'nachrim. Ratzel emar. Yisrael yesh lo shnei batim b'chatzer. Shein Yehudi Durbay. There's a non-Jew lives in the chatzer, and the Jew has two houses. With our Rabbi Sechot, he lives in one. B'shniya hizkel Yisrael achar. He's rented out the second house to another Jew. Yesh lo Rabbi zeh tfisis yad. And he's maintained in the second house, tfisis yad. Tahina, what does that mean? Shehishir boy kalim shenim tolim b'shabbos. He's left some items in the second house, items which cannot be removed on Shabbos. It means on Shabbos he's guaranteed that his items will be there. So we had before when there's tfisis yad, it's like it's still his rishos. So they don't need an Erev between the two of them. Because it's like both properties are still his. It's like there's like there's, he's the owner of both properties, so there's like there's one owner. So we're back to they join together. So now, what about Skiris? In regards to renting from the Goy, they have to, it's two separate ownerships, and they have to rent. Because the same way, if they're ma'ariv together, they become one unit, and they still have to rent from the goy. He says, "Yad is approximates an eruv." You need to rent because you sell this of cut and dalad. Okay. Okay. Take a look over here in the So he deals with the question. So is there any order over here? Do we argue? The pshat is you can't be married together until you take care of the problem of the goy. Now that you've taken the skiris and the goy, now you can be ma'ariv together. But you make an erev, and even after the erev doesn't work, so it's a chesaron in the erev. So he made an erev as well. You still can't carry because of the goy. Or do we say no? It's not a problem. Which sounds like that till you've been rented, the erev doesn't work. Something like the erev is ineffective, being made before the skiris. That's what it sounds like. That's not a raya. Hanush kishlo sachru mimenu klau. Masha'in ken hechashis the sachru achakach. Like one bezman chaloisa erev shu benesh moshes kvar hoyes sachru miakum. Mahani. Since tikkun zman the erev is a chal is not when you do it, but it takes effect at the beginning of Shabbos. And by then you would min sachru. That's good enough. Um,
just like of Eruv, one person can do the Eruv for all five, so Skiris also one person can do the Skiris for all of them. That you're renting the property from the goy for all of them only makes sense after you've done an Eruv. And now you actually are one unit. So now you can rent from the goy for all of them to make it one unit. So that's what Rimash al Loshan. Fine. Achem poiskim mavur al din zele hepech. The Rambam and others indicate that the order is the other way around. Skiris and then Eruv. Mashav diiklu kosul oshan zel horis lonu adin the mitchilah tzarich lasas a skiris v'hakacha Eruv. And he quotes that, etc. Then he continues and says, maybe it's only the chetkilo, but it doesn't make a difference which order it is. And then he wants to say, no, that's not true. It's ma'ak and b'diyavet as well. The order has to be skiris, and then iruv. And that's what he seems to come out, that the order has to be... has to be skiris first, and then eruv. But he says, but he it will work. But the mice comes out, but he it will work the other way around is also okay.
And Rabbi,
yeah. The actual Eruv is not really chal till then, right? The question is, what order do you have to do the Maisa? Do you have to do Skiris and then Eruv all around, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Miralocha and Mimenu says that Matana works. If the guy would give it to you, Matana would also work, as long as it's a valid... if you do a valid Maisa Matana with you know Masira of a Shtar, etc., that'll work. So then why does Chazal require that? Because then you would never get from a goy. Okay. Fine. Sif Beis. In Bitlu Hayisrael and Meshusam Lechem Mehen. So let's do the following. We said that if there's one Jew and one goy, it's not a problem. There are multiple Jews. The other Jews will be mevatel themselves to the one Jew. So now it's like only one Jew is here, and now one Jew and one goy doesn't need skiris. That doesn't work. By doing bittul, he would be allowed to carry, but not they. At least he'll be one person able to carry. And so this prat of skiris that we require for eruv will be forgotten because we'll just do bittul. We won't have to do skiris, and that wasn't the point. Okay, gimel. Im ein leini Yehudi drishes regal al Yisraelim eno oiser. So what's that case? So the goy doesn't have the right to go through. Kegon shtecha teiris, a pesuch of the zoo. They're open. They're adjacent to each other, and there's an access point between the two. Ve'elam Jesus regal zel zeh, but they have no rights to go through. It wasn't like a case of one which is bifnim the other. So the other people have have arranged the right to go through the outer, they have a right to demand going through the outer chatzah to get outside. No, they're next to each other. You don't have to go through one through the other. So I have no right to force you to accept me to walk through your chatzah. V'chatzah echad dar en Yehudi, v'chatzah echad dar im shnei Yisraelim ayosir. Okay. So they do not need to be sarcher from the goy for their chatzah. And furthermore, not only do they need to be sarcher the goy from their chatzah, but since they have a chatzah next to them, which is the only person who lives a goy, we said dirah akum, it's not called a dirah. It's like a chatzah which has no other bialis to it. So they're allowed to carry from their chatzah to that chatzah as well, without schiris. So, they have either a chalon or a pesach in between. It's not one inside the other. Each one has their own access point to the mavi. So you do not need to go through one or the other. They're allowed to carry them from their bias out to the chatzah, and then from their chatzah to the next chatzah. They did an eruv. Obviously, that would be problematic. They can go through from one to the other. Shirinayim. Okay. Now, we saw Mazur why, the Mishabur and Yotesu Mazur why, but meanwhile he talks about what about the following scenario. So we're saying that you can carry from the Chatzar A to Chatzar B. Chatzar A was three or four Yisraelim and they were married together. Chatzar B is a goy. So they're allowed to carry from Chatzar A to Chatzar B without skiris from the goy. What about, and that they can go through the doorway in between. What about they would go out to the mavi, chatzar A into the mavi, then through the mavi into chatzar B. They want to move it to the other chatzar through the mavi. And the mavi has been enclosed properly. Tell them is that. If there's only these two chateres here, the one chater which is the Yisrael's chater, then there's this other chater where the goy lives. So then they can even carry through the mavi. But if there's another chater of Jews besides when there are two chateres of the Jew, the same one we talk about, the Akum Asim, when there are two houses in the Chatzar, the two Jews in the Chatzar, is also relevant to chateres in a Mavi. So two chateres in a Mavi and a Goy, so they can't carry through the Mavi. And then it is chiris. In this scenario, there's only them and the goy, or they're carrying from their chatzar to the goy directly without going through the mavi. Atam, so why is it mutter? The issue was living together, mamash living in the same chatzar. Or one is nestled inside the other. The guy is walking through the Jews' chatzah regularly. So it's like they're living together. It's two distinct separate chatzahs, which are not necessarily interfacing. So the fact that once in a while they go through, they carry from one to the other, that Chazal did not ask, and therefore there's no need for skiris. Yeah. Dalit, a circumvenant a Yehudi, Stam, Moyo, and a circle of Farish Lishu, Lahatar Tiltu, Benel Tarak Litab Shum, Ksiva, Alas Kiris. Okay, so Shabura in Chof. And certainly the Lab Skiris Halusha, Blabin and Skiris Bria. For the Skiris, they did make a leniency that even a minimal Skiris is sufficient, so it doesn't have to be written up, etc. Hey, Sakharman, Yehudi, I feel the Pachas of Shabapruta. For a goy, that's considered money. Therefore, it's sufficient. Mortalis can be manual by Shabbos, you can do the Skiris on Shabbos. Chaval of Hibachas of Bruto, Hatam, the Gavi Akum, Chashimam, and sits for the Goys, and that's considered money. Then Noach is Nerek of Hibachas of Bruto, we find the Gavi Isuk Zela by Goy, he has Isuk Zela even less than a Bruto. Av Yisrael, in year to this commander, Rishusa, Lomahani, Hibachas of Bruto, Philodas, and Akilam, Mesim, and Shinpei, Siv Kimbo. Even if the old Skiris works by a Jew, but it requires a Skiris of a Bruto.
What does he tell the guy you're being so chay from him? The right to carry from his house to the chaser?
What are they saying?
What do you tell the guy? What are you being so chay?
You're renting out. You're renting out his rights to the chaser. You're renting from him the rights to the chaser.
But you have rights to the chaser already.
I understand. That's what he said. You don't have to tell him that you're doing it for the purpose of tiltul. You're renting his right to the chatzar.
But he's not giving away. He's not losing his right.
Correct. That's why it sounds like shofim.
Right. So what is it? Right. So.
No, that's exactly why it sounds like shofim. Right, it sounds like voodoo.
But what is it really? If it's not voodoo, then what is it? Misidol sounds like voodoo, but we mean something. So what are we?
Yeah, we mean that we are really taking over his rights, and he's like an areach. So he can still carry because he's an areach, but because really Diras Hakam doesn't really do anything. So, but right. So whatever he does really is irrelevant. But so we'll give him the name of areach once for a circle. But he doesn't perceive it like that. But that doesn't bother us. You can do it on Shabbos Chabeis. She'ainu skiris v'adois. It's not really a skiris. Really, what it is, it's a bittul which we require. It has to be done with money. Okay. We're posting the notion like Dabar Michael. So, what are you paying with? You can't give him money. But the skiris works, but now the erev wasn't valid because you didn't have skiris. So the only way you can carry in the chatzar is through bittul. The Sharatzion in your test brings that the Tosfos says shunet el kamatana lahatra tilta. It's not a bittul rishus a heker ba'alma, but it's like a matana. It's the same idea. So that's why it's mutter on Shabbos. Okay, Vav. Calls much any ain Hawaiian Yehudi Kaiser by Marla Skiris. Phyllis Amaruba, the Skiris can remain in effect for a long period of time. And the way he has to buy it back by giving us back the money. So we did make a leniency that the Skiris should really be. Not so hard. Right. There's different minhagim in regards to we'll see how we do skiris nowadays. Who we're sucker from, but there's different minhagim in regards to how we do it. One sheet holds that you have to Well, if there was a new government, there was like a new owner, like a new duke. Own the property, you would rent from the Duke. So every time it's a new Duke, you'd have to redo it. So, but as long as he was still alive, but nowadays in our situation, we have a government. As long as the government hasn't fallen, and you're renting from the government, so either every 50 years, every 99 years, different ways of doing it. So you shouldn't forget the concept of schiras totally. I think the minhag l'maisa the Rosh Hashanah, if I recall correctly, says every 50 years. So somebody has to keep track of that. Okay, let's hold it here. I should be able to pick it tomorrow.